Welcome once again to another English Pen podcast. My name is Robert Sharp and I'm the campaigns manager here at Pen. I'm sitting in the Free Word Centre in some deck chairs, would you believe, with my friend and colleague, our participation manager, Philip Cowell. Welcome, Philip.
Thank you very much, Rob, for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, we've had a competition today on Twitter in honour of World Poetry Day. And also because we wanted to get to 3,000 Twitter followers, and we have done that. And the prize, the bribe to get people to subscribe and to retweet was five books of poetry, of which you are the producer and publisher. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Sure. So I run the education work at Penn called Readers and Writers, and that takes the amazing values that Penn has about literacy, literature and free expression, and it takes them inside closed communities like prisons, refugee centres, maybe even detention centres, for example. And then we basically make books out of the amazing writing that's done by the participants on those programmes.
Fantastic. And you've actually just published three at once just now.
Three at once. We are anything if not prolific. It's very exciting. And one book was written by 16 to 24-year-olds who attended a workshop series at Praxis in Bethnal Green, a refugee centre there. One is by 15 to 17-year-olds who come from all over the world, who took part in a course we did at the Tricycle Theatre. And one is by adults from everywhere who they produced a book called The Wrestlers. So I'm very excited about that one too. That's being launched, in fact, this week.
Fantastic, and very good poetry it is too. So what we've done is, onto the matter at hand, is we printed out all the new subscribers and retweets, and as is our custom, I'm just going to rustle.
Ooh.
You can hear it rustling.
That's many tweets.
I will publish a photo of this to prove that we do it, not like some other literary book competitions who just announce the winner with a very opaque system of selection. We do actually print out all the tweets. So there we are, it's rustling. And Philip, you're going to rummage around and find a winner for us. He's rummaging, his hand's in there. Oh, and he's picked out one.
One has emerged.
One has emerged, and let's have a look at it. You turn it over. And the winner is, well, do you want to read it out? Yeah,
that's my job. The winner is Rosie Britton.
And there's only two of us in this room, so can you have a one hand, one clap?
Yeah.
Well done, Philip. And Rosie's just followed today, and she says, I like cake and theatre. Well, I hope you like poetry as well. Now, we're going to do a bonus thing. It's also a tradition to a bonus.
Okay.
And the bonus prize is a Penn mug. That we produced last year. So one more rustle. And the winner is?
The Penn mug goes to Gemma Owen.
Gemma Owen, congratulations. She's a 30-year-old mum of four wonderful children. I have two boys, two girls, two guinea pigs, one dog, a fabulous husband, and now a Penn mug as well. So congratulations to you as well, Gemma. Philip, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Rob.
That concludes the prize draw. We will see you at 4,000 followers, everyone. Cheers.